Okay. So last time we went through the sugya of Runya with the opinion of the Bala Maor, where we isolated at least two major themes in the Bala Maor's position, right? Many of which were troubling, and as we're going to see in just a couple of minutes, we're going to address many of those troubling features. But the Bala Maor's general approach, just to summarize, was that we are not talking about a standard bika, which is a makom shlonagu shalolikdor, but rather he had a chiddush in the reading of the Mishnah, which is that our Mishnah is dealing with a bika that is a makom shenahagu ligdor, and that would imply that hezek ri'iyah is a major factor in why we would require the inside guy to pay for the wall, right? Which is then only compounded by the fact that the Gemara gives five interpretations as to how much for those walls the guy would have to pay, which doesn't seem to add up with hezek ri'iyah, because as we know, when the issue is hezek ri'iyah, so you have to split everything evenly. So the question, of course, is why does the Gemara try to give multiple explanations into the opinion of Rav Huna or the opinion of Chiya Bar Rav as to how much of the walls you have to pay? Is it all of the wall, half of all of it? Is it half of what it would have cost to build a cheap wall, half of a watchman, etc.? And then, of course, that plays out in how does the Gemara really interpret this, given the story of Runya on the next Amud, where Runya seems to try to avoid paying his fair share of what he's supposed to, and the Gemara seems to imply that there's a sliding scale of how much we would require him to pay. So, leaving some of the questions about Runya aside for the moment, we're going to now take a look at some of the challenges in the Ramban, in the Bala Maor's position. In the Ramban's commentary called Melchemes Hashem, which is his defense of the Rif's position. Now remember that the Bala Maor is oftentimes writing his commentary either directly in contradiction to or attacking explicitly the Rif. Now, just to go in historical terms, that's a big no-no. Nobody attacks the Rif. You don't touch the Rif. The Rif is the granddaddy of all Rishonim. You don't touch the Rif. Saying, if you're a Sephardic Rishon in the 13th or the 14th century, and you think that you're going to write a book attacking the Rif, you've got another thing coming to you. Especially if you're 18 years old and you think you're hot stuff. You're definitely not going to get away with attacking the Rif. So almost all of the commentaries that are in the Gemara that are printed around the side of the page are almost all exclusively defenses of the Rif against the Bala Maor's attacks. Never has Klal Yisrael been so unified than when defending the Rif. Anyhow, so we're not going to look at all of the defenses. The Ravid has his defenses. There are others as well. We're going to just look at the Machamas, which is the Ramban, just as a placeholder to see a different approach. And part of the reason why I want to see the Machamas is because the Ramban himself has a unique approach to this sugya, which I think will benefit from reading through the Machamas. And if we have time, we'll take a look at the Nimuka Yosef, who really gives the what we'll call the standard position and how to understand our Gemara, and then we'll wrap up the sugya from there. So here we go. So if you take a look, it's in source number 3 on your sheet. I'm going to read it from the Gemara, just so a little easier for me to read the paragraphs here. The Machamas cites the Bala Maor's position. So he says, Kasa v'sefer ha-Maor, masnitsa namakif eschavir mishal shukhosa, v'gadar v'chulu, pirish, gon shugadar achitzon shumakif, beino uvein ha-pnimi ha-nikaf. Right? Remember that the Bala Maor's basic premise was this is all about hezek ri'iyah, and the wall that we're talking about is between the outside guy's property and the inside guy's property. Now, as you're going to see, the Ramban fundamentally disagrees with that structure of the case, which will inform how he explains each and every one of his counterpoints to the Bala Maor. So keep that in mind just for a moment. He'll explain. Amar HaKosef, right? The Ramban never refers to the Bala Maor as by his name. He refers to him as the author, and sometimes he'll refer to him as Hamaor Hazeh, usually with a couple of other pejoratives thrown in there. So
Kosev in and of itself is a pejorative.
Exactly. The thing, there's a lot of those. There's no love lost here. Anyhow, so he says, Amar HaKosev, Yeshli Lahashiv, I can answer on all of this. Im Kain, if the Bala Maor is correct, Heyach Amru B'Perakeitzad B'Bava Kama, how could you tell me in the Gemara B'Bava Kama in the first parak, the second parak, Haravias Mechayvin Osa, that the fact that we're Mechayiv, the inside guy, to pay for the fourth wall, according to the Tanakhama. Now, just back up for a second. The Gemara in Bava Kama cites our Mishnah, and I think we mentioned this when we were reading the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama cites our Mishnah, somewhat out of context, to prove a different halacha, which is to decide a machlokes as to whether or not Zenene, Vizelo Chaser, is Chayiv. So the halacha there that the Gemara is discussing is if you move into somebody's home, their vacation home, and they don't usually normally rent out that vacation home, it just sits empty all year. So the question is, do you have to pay rent for the amount of time that you've squatted in their home? Now, if the home is generally available for rent, and by you moving in, you've cost them potential renters, that everybody agrees you have to pay. Because the guy would have made money by renting it out. You moved in there and you're not paying rent, so you have to pay the rent, fine. But what if you're not? What if it's just a vacation home? It just sits empty, you know, 10 months a year. Do you have to pay rent or not? That's a machlokes in the Gemara and Bava Kamma. So the Gemara and Bava Kamma tries to cite our Mishnah as a proof text as to if you are lo chaser on the one hand and the other guy benefits, do you or do you not have to pay? So the Gemara and Bava Kamma says that based on our Mishnah, haravias mechayvenos, right? That's the Tanakam in our Mishnah, that if you build the fourth wall, the inside guy has to pay for the fourth wall. Shmamina, you could prove from that, zenene vize ino chaser, chayiv. You could prove that if one guy benefits and one guy didn't lose anything, so you're chayiv, right? Why? Just logically, because the outside guy has to build the wall anyway. So he's building a wall. He's not losing anything by building the wall, and you're benefiting from it. So lucky you. But the outside guy has to build the wall regardless, right? That's what the Gemara seems to imply over there. And the Gemara there says, L'Rabbi Yossi, in our Mishnah, who holds that you pay for all four walls, Hamakiv Pater, right? The inside guy has to pay for all four walls. Shmamina, Zenene Vizelo Chaser, is Pater, right? The outside guy, the Makif, is now exempt because you Megadon Leves Hakol. You put everything onto the inside guy. So if you're going to put everything onto the inside guy, right, what are you saying if you put everything onto the inside guy? That means that the Makif, who put up the walls, he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for the inside guy. So if that guy's benefit, looking for the Apoth menu? Mm-hmm. The Apoth downstairs.
Oh, it's downstairs?
So the Gemara says there that the proof from Rabbi Yossi is that you'll be putter for Zenen of Zelochaser. Now, the Gemara there goes into great depth as to whether or not that's a fair comparison. But just that's where the Gemara starts over there. Okay? Vim Hagadar Beino Lebeino. Now, back into, we're on the sheets, we're just at the top of the second page. Yeah. Vim Hagadar Beino Lebeino. If the fence is between the inside guy and the outside guy, which is what the Baal HaMa'or suggested, Umishum Hezek Ri'iya. And the reason for the whole sugya here in Bava Basra is a concern of Hezek Ri'iya. Heyach Zenen of Zeino Chaser. How could you ever make the argument that our Mishnah is at all relevant to the conversation where one guy benefits and one guy doesn't lose? Why? He's constantly damaging him with Hezek Ri'iya. The only reason why he's putting up the fence in the first place, if you think the reason is because of Hezek Ri'iya, is because of Hezek Ri'iya. Right? If it's some other reason that he's putting up the fence, okay, so maybe we could rebuild our argument as to Zenen of Zelochaser. But the Gemara Bava Kamma interprets our Mishnah as a good proof of Zenen of Zelochaser. But if our Mishnah in context is talking about Hezek Ri'iya, then the Gemara and Bava Kamma is just wrong. So let me ask you, Gemara and Bava Kamma or the Baal HaMa'or? Who understood the Gemara better? My guess is the Gemara and Bava Kamma, right? And that's basically the Ramban's first point, which is that if you're going to start even from the very beginning with this idea that we're talking about the inner wall between the two people's internal property, that doesn't make any sense if you're trying to fit it into the Gemara and Bava Kamma. That's where he's starting from. Yeah. What's the proof?
Yeah.
Who builds the wall? Let me rephrase. Who are we talking about, Tanakam or Rabbi Yossi? Saying the case that the Gemara there is bringing our Mishnah as a proof for is outside guy builds the walls, inside guy has to pay, either for some of it or for all of it. If you think that the inside guy has to pay for some of it, so what you say is Zenen of Zelo Chaser is Chayiv, because there the inside guy is benefiting, and the outside guy is not losing anything because he had to build a wall anyway to get surrounded, right? To separate between the two properties. As we're going to see, the way the Ramban interprets this Mishnah will make it much easier to explain why it's chayiv. But saying working within the Baal HaMa'or's explanation, right?
Isn't it
zen nene vizen nene? Is it zen nene vizen? Well, why is the outside guy being nene? What's the hana for the outside guy?
Because he wants a wall also.
Why? If it's Hezek Ri'iya, that's the Ramban's point. If it's not hezagriya, so then why does he need a wall?
Some people just want their property.
Fine, but that's not... Fine, maybe he's entitled to that, but then we wouldn't be able to force the inside guy to pay for it. And that's the Gemara's proof, which is that from the fact that Rav Yossi says the inside guy has to pay for all of it, Megalgin Alev HaSakol, and again, the Gemara there assumes that that means the inside guy pays for the entire expenditure, not just half. So what that tells us is that the inside guy benefited, the outside guy put up the wall, so the inside guy gets the hana, the outside guy is not losing anything by having the wall, and the inside guy has to pay for the whole thing. So he has to pay him back for what he laid out. And there's no contribution from the outside guy.
And that the outside guy builds a wall is lo chaser.
Yes.
It's not benefit.
Correct.
That's why.
Because what's the benefit to the outside guy?
He has a wall now that he
wants
to build.
What does he need the wall for?
Well, he clearly wanted to build a wall.
But what does he need the wall for? Some reason is not a reason. So you walk into my Beis Din and tell me, I want Mark to pay my half of my expenditures for some reason, I'm going to laugh at you.
Right. So let's say get protection from Rishon Rabbi.
I'm sorry?
Let's say he wants protection from Rishon
Rabbi. Okay, but then he didn't put the wall in the right place. Because the outside guy doesn't have protection from Rishon Rabbi if he puts the wall between himself and the inside guy. So where's the Hana? Right, and that's the Ramban's point. The Ramban is the man the Amar who holds that it's on the outside wall. Remember, we're talking about the inside wall. It's between the two internal properties. And if you want to tell me it's about trespassing, well, the halacha is that I have to allow the inside guy an easement through my property. So it doesn't really help to have the wall because I'm required to allow him free access to the public domain through my property by definition.
But if it's about hezekriya, you're saying there's still one side open, so it doesn't help.
So I'm saying, so, and that's the Ramban's point, which is that no matter how you play this out, the Baal Meor's explanation is not going to hold up here.
I grew up in a neighborhood where the lawns were contiguous with each other and there weren't fences, and we would always get into sort of a little bit of a scrap with our next door neighbors who was mowing, you know, that piece of lawn that was somewhere in between the two of ours.
Right.
So I'm saying, fine.
So I'm saying, so in a chatzer, I hear you. That's the Mishnah, but we're talking about a bikkah. Saying you're not fighting about mowing the lawn, you know, in the valley between Vale and the next mountain, right? Saying whatever, who cares? So it doesn't get mowed. Nope, not the end of the world. You don't have to look at it unless you go there, right? In your backyard, that's a chaser, that's a gina, but we're talking about a bika. That's exactly the point of the Mishnah. Saying no matter how you slice it, the Baal Meor's position is untenable. That's the Ramban's point. And checkmate. And the Ramban's entire modus operandi for managing these processes is that checkmate. That's how he operates. He's always looking to checkmate the Baal Meor. He wants to close off all avenues of explanation for the Baal Meor's position. That's how he's going to try and box him in. So this is the beginning. Okay, weiter. V'im tomar. And if you'll tell me, b'fnei shiyachal lomar lo, ho'ol v'kadamta v'selakta hezik mimcha, eni zakuk b'cha. And if you're going to tell me that since I did it before on your behalf first, I don't have to pay for anything. You did it. It's up to you. You did it on your own. And if you're going to tell me, oh, but I'm stopping you from damaging me, well, it's on the mazik to marchik asatzmacha. You built the wall to be mazik to stop yourself from being mazik me, so I don't have to pay for anything, right? El mishum shahana also begeder zeh mishen v'regel shoshas rabim hushikar osa zeh nenev zeh lo chaser. Right? Why does the Gemara in Bava Kama assume that this Mishnah is a good point for zeh nenev zeh lo chaser? Because it's not about the internal wall between people, but it's about the wall that protects their properties jointly from the encroachment of the public, right? People are going to step on your lawn. People are going to trample your bushes. Their animals will eat your stuff, whatever it is. So when I grew up in Lawrence, in the house that my parents raised me in, so a couple years before my parents ultimately moved to a different part of Lawrence, they built a shul across the street. So at the beginning, it was fine. It was very nice to have a shul across the street. But over time, like the kids on Friday, on Shabbos morning would end up like playing football on my parents' front lawn. Because my parents had a big, like wide front lawn. And because the house was very set back from the street. So there's a wide, good front lawn. And it was right across from the street, right across from the shul on a dead end block. So they just trampled. So they had to put up a fence. It's like a whole thing. So this happens all the time, right? There's encroachment from the public. So it makes sense that the reason why you would put up a fence on the external boundary is to protect from the public. And now we have a zen en of zel chaser, right? Because the outside guy is putting up the wall because he wants to protect his property from the external public. The inside guy is benefiting from it, but at no further cost to the outside guy because the outside guy has put up the wall anyway, right? So therefore, it's a perfect model for the question that the Gemara Bava Kama is addressing of zen en of zel chaser. If it's on the outside wall, right? Because that makes perfect sense, which is exactly the Ramban's point. from the fact that the Gemara in Bava Kamma uses our Mishnah to prove that it's about the external wall, and that's the obvious case in point for Zenen and Zelo Chaser. So you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is being used wrong in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, but in context it means something totally different? It makes no sense. Right? That's just a bad reading of the Mishnah. So Baal Maor, you're in tough. It's not going to work out here. Right? And that's what he says here. Imkain, Mauzesh Sha'amru, Atka Garamtoli Hakefa Yaseira, Hailalomer, Atka Garamtoli Hekif. Right? The Gemara there says, you caused me an extra Hekif Yaseira. What Hekif Yaseira? Right? The only time it's Hekif Yaseira is if it's on the internal wall. But if it's on the external wall, which is what we're talking about, so then it should be just Atka Garamtoli Hekif. You caused me to put that up. And then the whole thing doesn't add up because we're talking about the external wall. So what's you caused me? You didn't cause me anything. Fine. So then he says, "V'havadai kivin shenagu ligdor." Since the custom is to build a fence, lo dami lechatzer, delo kaima laagra. Since we're talking about again in the Gemara Bava Kamma, something where the custom is to put up a fence, it's not similar to a chatzer that is not designed to be rented out, right? Like I said before, the whole question of zenem zelo chatzer is fundamentally on a chatzer or a piece of property that you normally use to generate income. But if you don't normally use it to generate income, then it's a question of zenen of zelo chaser. Right? So it's not similar. Why? V'chi also al das she'echer min ha-shutfin she'asa mechitza b'chaser. She'ein mechai ben etchalir l'shalem et arba amos she'ein nikr zenen of zelo chaser. In any chatzer in the world, right? If you actually put up a fence, would you never force your neighbor to pay for half of it? Havadei nene v'chaser hu. Right? Of course he's nene and chaser. Because in a chatzer, there's hezek re'iyah. In a chatzer, there's shared responsibilities. So of course, if I put up the fence on your behalf, it's then end of the chatzer. I'm only putting up the fence because you're there. So of course, I'm benefiting, and of course, you're benefiting. So since you're benefiting the same way I'm benefiting, and therefore you'd have to pay, right? So that makes perfect sense. But so then how does that fit in our Gemara? So that's exactly the Ramban's point. It doesn't fit in our Gemara according to the Baal Maor's reading of the sugya. So we need to come up with a better explanation. So the Ramban says, Va'ot, Heyach Amar Chia Barav, to make Kanim Bezol. How could Chia Barav, remember there were two opinions in the Gemara as to if you're going to make the inside guy, the Nikaf, pay, how much are you going to make him pay? Are you going to make him pay for the whole thing? Meaning half, 50% of the whole thing? Are you going to make him pay for 50% of a cheap fence or 50% of a watchman? Right? Those were the three levels of Chia Barav's position. So the Ramban is saying, how could that even be a fair call for Chia Barav to even suggest that you could pay for a cheap fence? Imdagu ligdor b'kosal avanin. If the custom in that place is to build a fence of stone, heyach yachalomer lo ilo hodatani mitchila hayisi mevi kanim bezol. Right? How could you have argued, said like the Baal Maor did, oh, had I known, I would have brought cheap stuff. What are you talking about? Kamosh pirish Baal Maor zal. Vare ilu hodio al karcho hayim mevi avanim. Right, had he told you up front, he would have forced you, I'll be based in, to pay for half of a stone wall. Vim hifsid mipnei shekadim v'gadar, and if he lost, because he went ahead and did it without your permission, yafsid hakol, he could lose everything. Vim nagu ligdor v'gadar kanim, and if the custom was to build a cheap fence, umitchil lo hayachol chofo el ligdor kanim, right, and he could only ever force him to build a reed wall because that's the custom in the place. Pshita together, cut him yaivlay. My time at Ravuna. Meaning, the Ramban is saying, the machlokas in the Gemara, if you're going to make it about the fact that you can say, oh, if I would have known, I would have paid for the cheaper one, makes it sound like, well, you have options. And the Ramban's point is that the machlokas between Chia Barav and Ravuna as to how much of the wall you can pay can't be about your options, because if it is, then one of them is inherently going to be wrong, depending on whatever the custom is. Meaning, it's not a machlokas, they're just both talking about different places. In Ravuna's place, the custom was to build a good wall, and in Chia Barav's place, it was a cheap wall. And there's no machlokas. But the Gemara clearly thinks there's a machlokas, because the Gemara passed like Ravuna. Right? That was the whole story with Runya. Right, Rava tells us, well, I'm going to be mechayev you like Rav Huna, which implies, as the Rif himself said, right, and now we understand why the Ramban is defending his position against the Baal Maor, it's because the Rif said that the halacha is like Rav Huna. And if you go with the Baal Maor's position, then what do you mean the halacha is like Rav Huna? The halacha is the same. They're not arguing. There's no distinction. So what's going on? The Im Tomar, says the Baal Maor, the Ramban further. Ho v'nene mehane. if you've already benefited, okay, so you benefited. So gam kein kol shutav shrutz ligdor beino lebein chaveiro bekosa avanim. So anybody wants to build a fence between his friends, yakdim v'yivne kosa avanim, he'll just build a fence. V'chayiv halalitein lo lefi mashigadar, and then we'll just say he should have to pay him, because what do you mean? See, I gave you a fence, you benefited from it, right? This was the, see, I have a wall for some reason, right? That's the for some reason argument. Umay mahanelu. Haminug shenagu bekanim. So then what's the point of having a local custom? Right, he's doubling down. If you're going to tell me that Chiya Barav and Rav Huna are actually not having a machokes, well then there's no custom that ever helps anybody, because you could just do whatever you want and say, hey, see, I built you a wall. Now you're benefiting from the wall. Ha, pay up. Okay, but that's not how it works, right? There's a custom here. We don't build walls that are expensive. We build cheap walls. Or we only build expensive walls. We don't build cheap walls. Whatever it is. But then the custom is supposed to protect you, as established, once again, in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. So what's the Balaam Or doing? Good. U'mishnah seinu stam. And if you just read our Mishnah, Nishnis astam bika, shumakum shinagu shilo ligdor. Right? And the standard reading of our Mishnah is that a bika is a place where you don't fence in anything. V'chein, and similarly, hamidu kol mefarshim al derech acharas. Right? Everybody else understands, except for the Balaam Or for some reason, that we're not talking about a place where you build a fence customarily. So there's no obligation to build a fence. So then why would you ever require this guy to build a fence or pay for the fence? It can't obviously be because of Hezekriya, and it can't obviously be because of the local custom, because neither of them are relevant in this case. That's the Ramban's first axe to the Balaam Or's position. The Ikara. And now here's the main thing. Sha'al geder hachitzon shebin rishus rabim lamakif nemru hadvarim. These things that we were saying is talking about the external wall, the curtain wall, that protects the outside guy's property from the public domain. Sha'amad makif v'gadron. L'salik mi'alav regal harabim. The makif, the outside guy, he put up the wall to prevent encroachment on his property from the public. Good. V'nimtza, and now we see, zenena b'shelo. V'hu chaser. Now here's a chiddush of the Ramban. We're going to find that the outside guy is benefiting because he put up the wall, but he also loses out. Why? Why is he losing out? Shehala garam lo hakefa yaseira tfei mishim hayusado shelo zebitzad zeritzufin. Because from the fact that the inside guy has some of the space, the Ramban is telling you to look at it somewhat counterintuitively. Right? If we have a big box, right? If we take a look at this bima, the big box, okay? And I'm the outside guy. The inside guy has the inside of the star. The outside guy has all around the land around, right? So if I were thinking about this standard, the standard approach, I would have said, okay, fine. The outside wall is what we're talking about. You built a wall here, right? And what would I say in that case? Zenena v'zelo chaser. Because if the inside guy doesn't own this, who owns it? Let's say I own it. Okay, did my area and that I have to surround with the wall change? No, the wall is exactly the same. If I don't own this, nothing changes about my wall. But what the Ramban says is counterintuitive. He's saying, imagine not that you own this land or somebody else owns this land. Imagine you just shifted this land. Let's say this land was in fact not in the middle, but it was on the edge. If I wanted to now build a wall around the Shasarab to protect my fields, it would shorter for me to build a wall. Because now this land is to the side, and I only have to build a wall up to here, because this land is that, right? It's counterintuitive. It's not how you think of the way the Mishnah and the Gemara is being read, but the Ramban is understanding the Gemara that way. Why?
But how does he get there?
Why does the Ramban say that?
Yeah,
because we're not learning Bava Kamma. But remember, the entire way to understand our Mishnah for the Ramban is through the lens of the Gemara and Bava Kamma. The only way to get to a case where we're talking about an external wall, where it could be Zenen of Zechaser or Zenen of Zelochaser in the same case, is only going to be where you reinterpret the case to be where. How do we view the inside guy's land? Do we view it as irrelevant to the external wall, which is what we'll call the standard way of reading the Gemara, or do we say, no, it's a land swap? The reason why it's Zenen of Zelochaser is only because it's internal. But if it were on the external side, well, then he wouldn't get any benefit from the wall because the guy never would have built the wall around his property. And now that we actually see that his land is not external, it's actually right in the middle, so he is benefiting from the fact that I have to build a wall, and I am losing because I have to build extra wall. Right? And it's the same case. So that's why the Ramban goes that way, because it's the only way where you're ever going to be able to get the same case in from our Mishnah to both be a proof for one and the other in the Gemara and Bava Kamma. Meaning, in the Gemara and Bava Kamma, the Gemara cites our Mishnah as a proof for both approaches of Zenin of Zelochaser. One says Chayiv, one says Pater. And they both cite our Mishnah. So Ramban is struggling in that Gemara. How could you come up with a case where you could have the same basic structure of the case, seeing it differently will lead you to two different halachos? So that, and that's the question. Do you see the internal guy as just having land that otherwise would have belonged to me, in which case there's no difference to me in what I built, and that's why you'd be Pater? Or do you say, no, I would have seen his land as being moved. It would be a land swap. My outside land would actually be inside, and his inside land would be outside. So I would have a shorter amount of space that I have to build a wall to protect from the public. And then you'd be chayv, because you caused me loss, but now by now the fact that your land is in the middle. Right? Does that make sense? Okay. Yeah.
A slight technical point, which we can forget about, but you also might, in order to make the fencing shorter, you might have to rearrange the
yes, okay, yes, you're gonna have correct. It's not gonna be a perfect fit.
If it's just a square over here, even if you put it out there, yeah, you end up having to do more fencing.
So some of the Rishonim above a comma point that out. So, but you can adjust for that by just making the insides a larger piece. Meaning, if it just, I'm saying I'm not good with numbers, you are, but you could figure out the math where if the area of the land on the inside is larger, so by just taking it, rearranging it,
rearranging it that way,
correct. But I'm saying, but that's how they do it. Again, it's not ideal.
Right, I'm just saying, it makes sense that therefore the Gemara would have, that in the Ramban's reading, that there would be two opinions, because like, This is a real significant assumption about how you say this is a real.
And again, the fundamental assumption in that Gemara, and maybe we should talk about that in the class for a different time, more inside and at greater length, right? The key component there is, how do we ever assess what is called lo chaser, right? Generally speaking, in halacha, we don't prove negatives, right? So how do we ever prove that somebody didn't lose out from something? And that's really what the core is, right? How do you ever look at a situation and say, well, what would we consider to have caused you a loss versus not, right? And to some degree, it requires our imagination in every sense of that discussion. Okay, so the Ramban continues here, right? Ulafikach, and therefore, now that you're using what we'll call the counterintuitive understanding, right? That I would have had a shorter wall to build, and now that it's an internal to my property, I have to build more wall. Ulafikach shaninu begeter shalosh in mechayvin oso. Right, on three sides, he's not chayev. Why? Right, because it's like a guy who goes into his field that's usually gets planted and he does the work for you. Right, sha'omdin kama adam rotilite misada zulanota. You figure out what a person would pay to have it planted. Shekivan shezenen vehu chaser havle ka adam acher viilu echer min ashuk gader ashneim l'shalim lo. Right, and if somebody random would come and fence in their property together, then they would both have to pay, because somebody else did it. But here, since I did it myself, and it's then in a zelo chaser, so you're not going to be chayiv until the fourth wall. Because the inside guy is not fully protected until the fourth wall. So there's no way to say that he is now nene from these walls. Okay. V'hainu plugged damorai, and that's exactly our machlokas and our gemara. In what way? Mar amar hakol afi mashagadar, right? One says you have to pay for everything that was built. Shestam sada asu legadar yafe, right? One hold that you have to build a good fence, v'shamin lo, v'yadu al-halayona, v'eino yachal lomar tol itzach av'abanecha. Right? You can't just say, take your half. Devad enichale, because he's benefiting from it, right? He's benefiting from the wall, so he has to pay half. That's why you pay half of what was actually built, because what was built is benefiting him directly. Umar amar debe kanem bezol, and the other one says you pay half of a cheap wall. Ula tanakama, and according to tanakama, debe natura, right, of a watchman. In both cases, kesavar, stam sada, ena asu legeder, binyan, you don't have to ever build a wall for a fence, for a field. El lishomer, you just have to hire a watchman. O legeder kanim, shigadruben, kishimotio san bizol, or a cheap demarcation line, when you find it to be cheap to build one. Fahabil yor lisada, ena asu yolita, you're a yorate into a field, into a place where what you're doing has no potential benefit to the owner. Shimratza omerlo, if he wants, he can tell you, toli tzach avanecha. Okay, you built me a wall, good for you, take your wall, take your stuff, get lost. Very nice that you built me a wall. I didn't ask you for a wall, I don't want your wall, get out. Kedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, and that is like the Rif said, Hilkach, therefore, imratza, if he wants, yaharos v'itol shelo, he could either destroy it and take what he wants, or, v'imlav, mishan lo zed, dmei akonim, o ashomer shelokach huasuya. Or, in our case, since there is some level of payment that everybody has to pay to protect their property. So that amount you would have to contribute to the wall. because the wall does that for you. But anything more than that, you'd be absolutely off the hook. Va'afilu amad nikaf, says the Ramban. V'gadar asaravias, and even if the inside guy comes, gets up and he builds the fourth wall, bibinyan, d'gali adayta d'nichale, now he's showing that all the walls are good for him because he put up the fourth wall. Inam shalom elakanim. He only has to put up, he only has to pay for the cheap stuff. Lefishiyachalomar, he could have said, Botzah shal achas and yachalamod. V'lobakulam, I could have paid for one wall of good stuff, but I can't pay for four. So I'll pay you the cheap stuff. V'ilu hayamakum shenagu ligdor b'neim. And if it was, the place was on the line between the two of them, hayachalomar, lemachar ani o ata, ba'in ligdor b'natayim, ve'in gedar machitonim mehanin oso klum. Right? If we're talking about the outside walls, so then the inside guy can say, I'm going to put up walls on the inside, and then I don't have no benefit from your outside walls. Aval bistam bika, but in a regular old valley or field, kivan shelo nagu, right? Since there's no custom to build a wall, ein shomin lo lomar, shema emlach ligdor b'inatayim, ve'eni nana b'chitzon chari lo nagu. You can't rely on the argument that, oh, I'll go and put up an internal wall between the two of us, therefore I don't have to pay you for the external wall. Because we know that the custom is not to build an internal wall in a bika, because there's no hezek ri'iyah. So since you have no argument that I would have gone and done it, and therefore I don't have to pay for the outside wall, we're going to make you pay for the outside wall, because we now know you have hana'ah from it. In other words, you flip the entire script on its head. The fact that it's a makum shelo nagu ligdor is very important. Not like the Balaam Or tried to say, which is, no, this is a chiddush, and it's just like the rest of the things, it's hezek ri'iyah, the opposite. Why do you have to pay for the outside wall altogether? Because normally you would say, if a guy builds an outside wall that you have some technical, tangible benefit from, but no real benefit, say, what do you mean? I'm not paying for that. That's his problem. I'm benefiting from it. So is he. Right? You really think that I'm benefiting from it, fine, I'll put up a wall on my own property. Now I'm not benefiting from it. I have my own wall. Right? I could have said that. But from the fact that there's a custom not to build a wall, so then obviously you're not going to do that. And if you're not going to do that, then you're going to have to pay for the outside wall. Now, note, the outside wall is nothing to do with the custom, right? Because remember, the custom is all about hezek ri'iyah, right? The outside wall here is not about hezek ri'iyah. It's about encroachment. It's right. Remember, the Ramban tells us from the very beginning, it's about shein v'regel. It's about actual damage to your property from encroachment of the public. That's not hezek ri'iyah. Therefore, you can't make the argument, oh, no custom, you put up the wall, I don't have to pay you. Of course not. You have no argument there. It's nothing to do with the hezek ri'iyah. It's only to do with the fact that you're going to be damaged, and that you're most certainly benefiting from, right? So then your only argument why you wouldn't have to pay would be, I'll build my own wall. But since there's a custom not to build your own internal wall between you and your neighbor, you don't have that argument, and therefore you'll have to pay for the outside wall.
Yeah, but it's as between the inside guy and the outside guy, you could have hezek ri'iyah, but you can't have encroachment?
You are not concerned about encroachment, because it's one guy. It's just his stuff. Meaning, the concern with an external wall to Rosh Hasharabim...
That guy has 12 kids, and they're playing football.
So then you could argue that a guy with 12 kids is a Rosh Hasharabim unto himself. But I'm saying, but the halachic designation is Rosh Hasharabim versus not, right? Which is why, by the way, there's only ever Shein V'Regel in Rosh Hasharabim, right? You don't have Shein V'Regel in Rosh Hasayachid, to Rosh Hasayachid, right? That's Shein V'Regel. It comes from the public domain into the private domain. That's the whole point. If it's from private to private, so then that's a whole different conversation. Right, because you might have been mechuyev to either be marchik as atzim mechabin ahezik, because you know he has property the same way you have property. So that might be on both of you, in which case, then maybe you do have to build a wall, but again, not because of hezek ri'iyah, but because you're both being mazik each other. Right, and that's above a kamasogya.
So then, it sounds like that if the Ramban would be comfortable saying inside guy, if the outside guy is making the three walls, and the inside guy's like, I don't want to have to pay for any of those walls, and he puts up his own walls, around Justin's property, then he doesn't have to pay for anything.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because those inside walls protect him from the outside.
But what we're saying is we don't care about his inside wall. The fact that there's a custom not to build an internal wall between neighbors in fields.
But is that nana from the outside, first of all?
But again, he is nana, because we're looking at his wall as if it's not there. We don't care about his wall. Let's do it the other way, okay? Let's say the inside guy built his wall first,
yeah.
Okay? So the inside guy built four walls around his own property. He built himself his little castle, okay? And now the outside guy goes and builds a big wall around to protect from the damage of the public. So does the inside guy have to pay for any of that?
Right, I would argue no.
You would argue no. But I could say that he does have to pay because his inside wall is irrelevant.
And that was about hezek ri'iyah.
Yeah, but the encroachment.
Exactly, nothing to do with encroachment.
But
he doesn't any nene.
But he's not nene.
But you are nene from the fact that I have an external wall, because now your internal wall is unnecessary. You're never going to have to defend it. You're never going to have any encroachment. That is Hana, right? And that's the struggle with the question, the entire discussion of Yorid, right, where the Ramban brings in the sugya of both Yorid and Zenev Zelo Chaser. Both of those sugyas are the core elements of those sugyas is trying to identify how do we determine objective benefit and how do we determine objective non-loss. And those are hard things to quantify because benefit is not always as clear as, well, your bank account has more dollars in it. Sometimes it's not so clear, for example, in this case, right, where you are definitely going to benefit from the fact that there's a wall there. Your wall will need less repairs. There will be less people attacking it, whatever. You could take it down and use it to build a third floor to your house, whatever you want, right? But maybe it's not necessary, right? So that will brush up against the sugya of your raid where I was already getting a benefit. Now you come and do something on my behalf that I didn't ask you to do, but I objectively benefited from it. So do I have to pay? So for example, to go back to Denver in the old days, if I go ahead and I mow your lawn for you, so you have to pay me because you would have mowed your lawn. You would have done it. And it's benefiting you because you need your lawn mowed. So the fact that I did it for you, you would have to pay me. Now, you don't have to pay me necessarily what it would have cost you to hire, you know, the fanciest guy. But you have to pay me something for the effort that I expended on your behalf because you benefited. Now, in the sugya of Yorid, if you had been standing out there screaming, no, don't do it, then you're off the hook. But if you don't say anything, and remember, in our Gemara, nobody says anything here, right? Everybody's just staying quiet because everybody wants the wall. Right, which is really the biggest raya that you are in fact benefiting. Okay, so let's just read a little bit more of the Ramban and then we'll wrap up. The Im Tomar, the Ramban's last point. Varishanu b'tosefta. Kofim b'nei biko zeh zeh lasos b'neim charitz u'ben charitz u'mator elos b'geder shibachutz. We force people internally to build demarcation lines, ditches between their fields, even in the bika. So then what's the benefit of the outside wall? The inside guy's not benefiting from it. He already has a demarcation line. There's a ditch. Nothing's going to cross over the ditch. So the Gemara says, "Ein shmiras." Sorry, the Ramban says, "Ein shmiras charitzin halalu elishi chaveru vehemto nitfasim alav kiganev umazik." It's only to make sure that they can't just accidentally encroach a little bit every year. That if you try to cross the ditch, clearly you're damaging. It's a boundary line. Avolim noam yimenu yad harabim v'shein v'regel shalahem efsher ela begeder. That's only going to work with a real fence. The public encroachment only is prevented with fences. A ditch won't stop them. Sharei eiz v'chaya rovtzin bohem, right? Because they jump right over a ditch. But a wall, they can't necessarily jump right over. V'kol shekim b'nei adam, and certainly a person who could skip right over a ditch, but they have to climb a wall is much harder. V'od, and furthermore, shein nichnas m'derech shu nichnas, they go where they're supposed to go. V'chein shaninu u'mekabel of makom geder charitz u'ben charitz. People walk where they're supposed to walk. L'fikach, zesh shegadar mibachotz, yafa silak mi'alav regal harabim. Venena panimi, he did the right thing to build the external wall, and the inside guy benefits by benefiting from the lack of encroachment. V'daylo mechadir becharitz, but from his external friend, he could have just had a ditch. Imratza, shari nitzvah salav, v'haynu da'amar Ravina la'arise, and that's why Ravina says to his sharecropper in the story of Runya, li'isui le'lehedya, to include him explicitly. V'amar nami, iza ba'alma hu shenishmeto mirshus rabim. Right? So what's the Ramban saying? That the story of Runya now fits perfectly into the Gemara if you interpret it the way the Ramban is. Why? Because what's the story with Runya? Rabbah is saying, sorry, Ravina is saying to Runya, I gave you a wall. You're benefiting from it. You have to give me something. And what's the Gemara ultimately going to say? Take what Ravina is willing to accept or pay for the full value. Why? Because it doesn't matter that you have a charitz. It doesn't matter that you could have put up a scarecrow and it cost you nothing. Because at the end of the day, that's not the damage that we're worried about. We're worried about Rishus Harabim, and you can't benefit that benefit without a wall. Runya, you didn't put up a wall. So really, you're mechuyev to pay the wall. Ravina is a nice guy. He's willing to accept less. Azat tzadik noyre va'atsum. Take the good deal, because if you don't take the deal, you're going to lose out. Okay, so we'll stop here. The rest of the Ramban is just to tie up some of the loose ends. But the point is that the Ramban is fundamentally reinterpreting the Gemara to fit better to our Mishnah, and then it fits beautifully into the other sugyas that this Mishnah is used for as well.